words.
I think it's important to look at mind control words when they come up, and there's a lot of them there. Like this, the commenters are worried about a threat to American primacy, and they talk about American ships, and then later on, they're worried about Chinese ships or Indian ships or Iranian ships. And the idea is supposed to implant in my mind, because I'm an American, that if they want to talk about an American ship or American primacy, then this is somehow in my interest. This is somehow my ship, and I have some kind of an interest in seeing that American primacy is not threatened. And that's just simply not the case. If America wins a war, how does that benefit me necessarily? Or if America loses a war, how does that hurt me necessarily? And I think, this really goes to my economics training, and that is to see that it's a world of incentives, right? And there are people who wage war, and people who have the power and the position to wage war, and they're very closely connected to the people who make billions of dollars off of war, and they're the ones who benefit from all of this, whether they call themselves Americans or Chinese or Indians or Iranians or anything else. And but this idea that that something, anything done in the name of the United States is somehow good for me is just, I mean, there's just no rational reason to believe in that. Some of the other commentators were worried about what is the cost of all of this, and is it a good investment of US dollars or Western dollars, or the money that we, quote unquote, are spending on doing this stuff. And this is just, it buys into the fundamental lie that a government is something like a business, right? Because private businesses worry about the cost of things, they worry about their bottom line, but it's a completely opposite set of incentives anytime you talk about things that governments do, right? And which waging war is like the number one thing that governments do. And governments are able to socialize the cost of everything while reaping private benefits of things. And anytime you set up a situation where you can make the taxpayer and make me pay for what you're doing, but the benefit of what you're doing flows to the private individuals, or it certainly doesn't flow to me, anytime you can set something like that up, it's just a recipe for evil. Right? And the commentators worried about the impact on the global economy as catastrophic. Well, that is the same point, right? It's in the interest of the people calling themselves governments to wage war and to cause economic destruction, because they themselves can personally benefit. And to hell with Ace Baker and Jim Fetzer, they could care less, right? So it's going to be a boost to inflation, one of the commenters was worried about. Well, look, inflation is caused by the printing of money, and this is made possible only by the government monopoly on the production of money, right? And and as long as we want to pretend that we don't know this and buy into the lie that inflation is just something that happens naturally in an economy, and that the purpose of government monetary policy is supposed to be to rein in inflation or whatever, all of that is just a lie, right? So if we buy into the all of this mind control, then we kind of deserve what we get.
All right.